Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer on this Lord's Day. We would like to wish each and every mother a very, very happy Mother's Day. May you all be richly blessed by the Lord. Psalms 90 reads like this. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from the everlasting to the everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as sleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth, and it groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet it is their strength, labor, and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear? So is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad in all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Let us pray. Our most holy Lord, we pray a special blessing upon the mothers, for truly they are gifts from thee. We ask you, Father, to bless them richly and to protect them and their children. We ask you, Father, to let this words of Scripture ring true in all those who hear it. Let it bless them and fill them. Bless and protect all of our church family, Father. Lead and guide them to serve thee in all ways. And help us, Lord, to remember to give you the glory for all things in all ways. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Lord, I see another battle. often heard and read about a city where with Jesus we shall live forevermore. There's a mansion in construction for my dwelling, and the streets of gold will run. Call his name. Eyes that will never fill with teardrops. Legs that will never ache with pain. Hands that will never rage or wither.
Begun. amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
I've been singing about my Lord for many, many years. I've sung when I've been happy. I've sung when I've had fears. Some have even questioned if it's all been just a show. Well, the reason I'm still singing, I want the world to know. I sing because there is an empty grave. I sing because there is a power that saves. I sing because His grace is real to me. I sing because I know I'm not alone. I sing because someday I'm going home, where I shall sing through all eternity. I've sung to those walking through the fiery trial. I've watched saddened faces turn into happy smiles. I've had to bow down and whisper, Lord, do the same for me. I'm so glad that I can tell you, He's always given victory. I sing because there is an empty grave. I sing because there is a power that saves. I sing because His grace, it's real to me. I sing because I know I'm not alone. I sing because someday I'm going home, where I shall sing through all eternity. I sing because there is an empty grave. I sing because there is a power that saves. I sing because His grace, it's real to me. I sing because I know I'm not alone. I sing because someday I'm going home, where I shall sing through all eternity.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirits shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of rest in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore to our bountiful Father above. We will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
It was brought to my attention earlier that when I was reading Psalms 90 that I misquoted verse 11. I'd like to resolve that here. Psalms 90 verse 11 is, "Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath." Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we will do all as the good Lord allows. After much prayer this week, the good Lord has laid the following upon my heart to read and share with our wonderful church family. 1 Kings chapter 17. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand." And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said. But make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass, and after these things, that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was sore. Was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance, and to slay my son? And he said unto her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom, and carried him up into a loft, where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times, and cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, See, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. I'd like to point out a couple things here. The Lord told Elijah to go hide himself away, that he has already prepared food to be brought to him by the ravens. God provided for his needs even in isolation. Isolation can be one of the scariest places. Trust in the Lord, listen to the Lord, obey the Lord, and you'll be blessed. Also, the woman shared what she believed to be her last meal with a man in need and was blessed with food unending until the day of the rain. Yet, even still, she was not sure if he was a true man of God. Then her son fell ill and stopped breathing. Elijah prayed to God, and the boy's soul came into him again. Then she believed. I can be a stiff-necked and stubborn, disbelieving buffoon at times. Yes, my children, amen that. But it is by the mercy of God and the prayers of others that my eyes are opened. Please continue to pray for one another, as James says in James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for all the many blessings that you've given us this week. We thank you for the ability to reach out to others in this manner, electronically, across the internet. We thank you for always taking care of our needs, as you did with the widow and the son. Lord, we ask that you please instill in us that same faith. Please help us to be that example. Please allow our lives to be examples of Jesus when he walked on this earth. When people saw Elijah, they knew him to be a man of God. We pray, Lord, that our actions, that our love and our affection for one another also shows that same resemblance. Lord, we want to thank you for this weekend, for being able to celebrate all of our dear mothers. We thank you for their place in our lives and for how they've made us into the people we are today. We ask a special blessing upon them across this country, across this world. We pray that you please continue to strengthen them in their daily endeavors, that you reward them richly. We pray, Lord, that you help us to treat our mothers better, that they get treated the way they deserved. We pray, Lord, that you please continue to fight this virus for us, that you please be with us and protect us, protect this community, that none might get sick, that none might get hurt. We pray, Lord, for your forgiveness for where we fall short. We just want to thank you for everything that you've done for us, everything that you do for us, everything that you will do for us. We thank you for Jesus and for his sacrifice on the cross, for life everlasting. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. I'm a part of the family of God.